This episode of the Ageless and Awesome podcast is sponsored by the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. As a woman in the modern world, our hormones are taking a battering. They're impacted by the food we eat, the toxins we're exposed to, such as when we eat out of plastic takeaway containers, or even worse, reheat food in them. Please don't do this. If you're handling FPOS receipts, filling the car with fuel, eating non-organic produce that hasn't been washed effectively, plus so much more things add to our toxic load every day. Even though our bodies are designed to effectively manage toxins, they haven't evolved as quickly as our toxic world has, unfortunately. So our body does need support. Symptoms such as stubborn weight gain, fatigue, disrupted periods, irritability, and gut health issues can be a sign that you'd benefit from a gentle detox. And that's why I developed the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. This free guide has an abundance of information to get you started on your very own DIY detox. And if you'd like to upgrade to VIP, it's only $47 for a limited time. I used to sell this program for $247. The upgrade gives you the recipes, including plenty of plant-based options, the meal planner, the shopping list template, the video workshop, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more now. Take care of your hormones. They are a critical part of your health as a woman. Hi, I'm Susie Garden, and this is the Ageless and Awesome podcast. I'm an age-defying naturopath and clinical nutritionist, and I'm here to bust myths around women's health and aging so that you can be ageless and awesome in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. The Ageless and Awesome podcast is dedicated to helping women through perimenopause and menopause with great health, a positive mindset, and outrageous confidence. Hit subscribe or follow now, and let's get started. Hello, gorgeous one, and welcome to Q&A Thursday with me, Susie. And today's question is from Megan. She lives in Melbourne, Australia, and she asks, is my shoulder pain related to perimenopause? I was talking to a friend and they said to me that it could be. I've had shoulder pain for the last 6 months and I'm in my mid-40s. So Megan, it's possible. It's absolutely possible. And let's talk a little bit about it. It's actually relatively common for women to experience body pain in perimenopause. And that can be in any of the joints, really, probably most commonly in the hips and also potentially in a single shoulder. And the reason for this, like so many other things in perimenopause, is because of the loss of estrogen, because estrogen has an anti-inflammatory effect. And so when we lose that estrogen, then how inflammation can go up. So yes, absolutely, it's possible that your shoulder pain is due to perimenopause, but it's what I would say, number one, is get it investigated. So whether that's with a musculoskeletal practitioner, such as a physio or an osteo or a chiro, or having a chat to your GP, just getting that assessed. You may need to have some x-ray or some ultrasound or something like that. I would absolutely recommend, in case it is something structural that needs sort of some manipulation or something like that. You may know already, Megan, whether that is an injury that you've gotten from a specific incident, or whether it's just suddenly you've woken up and you have this pain, which is what happens with a lot of my clients, is that they've woken up and have this pain in their shoulder or their hips, and then all of a sudden it's just like it's there every day. So yes, it's definitely important to get it assessed. And some of the things you can do in terms of helping to manage that pain are definitely some physical application of heat or ice. Both have been shown to be beneficial, which kind of sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? That both of them, those two opposite treatments, can be beneficial. It does, I think, depend on what is actually going on. I did a little bit of hunting around in the research, and definitely synovitis, which is the synovial tissue, is like a connective tissue in the joint, in multiple joints, but in the shoulder specifically as well. And they have done studies in women and seen that women in perimenopause do seem to be more likely to get synovitis in the shoulder. And treatment for that can be cold application or hot application. Because you've got to understand, when the body has pain, what can happen is there can be some guarding, if you like, through the muscles, and the muscles can tighten up around that area of pain. And that's where, and then it can actually contribute to more pain because it can misalign that joint or that body part. And I, for me personally, I have an old shoulder injury, sort of a shoulder neck situation from decades ago when I was an operating theatre nurse. And so I've got a lot of experience with this. And generally speaking, when you have a new injury, ice can be really effective to reduce the inflammation around that area. But as the injury becomes, or the pain becomes more chronic, then having heat application can really help because it brings more blood flow to the area, more nutrients, more oxygen, more of the healing little chemicals that your body makes. And also it can help relax those muscles that are around that shoulder, the shoulder area or the body part. And that can help with reducing pain. If you're looking at certain nutrients, and magnesium would be my go-to for helping to relax those muscles and reduce pain. Also a really good quality turmeric, and realistically food turmeric, that's the way to put it, fresh turmeric, that's what I need. Fresh turmeric is not, gosh, you're really going to have to eat a lot of it to get the benefit, the anti-inflammatory benefit at that level. So having a supplemental form of turmeric, ideally a turmeric that has been clinically trialed, often it's you're looking at the practitioner only supplements, you can get them at health food stores. That can be quite helpful for reducing inflammation. And also dietary support can be really helpful. As you know, I'm a nutritionist as well as a naturopath, and I use food as medicine to reduce inflammation in the body in my peri ladies and in all of the clients. While I talk about perimenopause a lot, I do actually have a lot of clients that aren't in perimenopause as well. But everyone really can benefit from having an anti-inflammatory approach to food so that you are kind of preventing this sort of thing from happening, these sort of pains in the body. And I use personalized nutrition, but there are some kind of generic principles we can apply in terms of an anti-inflammatory way of eating. So there are things to avoid and things to include. If we look at the things to avoid, they're pretty obvious. Things like your sugar, clearly sugar, refined foods, and we call them the white foods. So like white flour, white bread, white sugar, white rice, white pasta, etc. That's all a really heavily refined grains and sugars. They tend to set up an inflammatory response in the body. So definitely avoid them. Definitely include foods that have anti-inflammatory compounds. So generally they're going to be your dark leafy greens, things like broccoli, your brightly colored fruits, veggies, things like that can really, you would be really surprised of the power of food as medicine. Really surprised. Obviously hydration is always going to be a big thing. Reducing alcohol can be very helpful in reducing inflammation. Also, if you're a smoker, I'd definitely be getting rid of that in midlife. And they're probably the main things that I would be recommending from a more generic kind of approach without knowing what else is going on in your body. The other thing I guess I would just point out, if you have gut health issues, one of the symptoms of gut health issues or food intolerances can be joint pain. So that is something to consider. If you feel like you've got bloating, you've got loose stools, diarrhea, or constipation or pain in the belly, then definitely get that looked at and sorted out, because that could be contributing to systemic inflammation in the body and causing your shoulder pain. Also, the other thing I was going to mention was stress. Stress is a big one, particularly with shoulder pain, because we all know it. When we are stressed, we do tend to do things like kind of hold the shoulders. They tend to rise up towards the ears. You tend to maybe clench the jaw. I know for myself, I used to really notice I would clench my fists if I was stressed. And even now, every now and again, I'll notice that I'm holding a fist, and I just have to just consciously relax that fist and that arm. So definitely stress management helps with all of that muscle tension. And we know, again, from research that if we have a good stress response, or good managed stress response, that will reduce inflammation in the body. I think that's probably about all I would like to say on that subject specifically. I hope that's been helpful, Megan. But yeah, I would say definitely get it checked out. And don't assume that it is from perimenopause, even though that's happened in those midlife years, because it could be something else going on that definitely needs to be addressed. And you don't want to be in pain. None of us want to be in pain. You don't deserve that. So yeah, go and get it checked out. So I hope that's been helpful for everyone listening. If you do have a question, I always love hearing from you. You can DM me at Susie Garden Wellness. You can message me through the Spotify app. Leave me a review. That would also be something gorgeous you could do for me, and I would absolutely love it. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I will be back next Tuesday. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Ageless and Awesome podcast. If you liked today's episode, make sure you click the little plus button if you're on Apple Podcasts, or the follow button if you're on Spotify, so that you get each new episode delivered to you every single week. If you like free stuff, then head to the show notes and click the link to receive my free Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for perimenopausal women. Or if you'd like to continue the discussion, head over to Instagram and DM me at Susie Garden Wellness. I'd love to connect with you.